This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Professor Robert Pugsley, who teaches at the Southwestern Law School in Los Angeles. We wanted to get his thoughts on a case that was argued in federal court on Friday in Philadelphia, and it goes to a major concern over civil liberties, basically whether the government, without a warrant, can secure your cell phone records. So is this an okay step for the government to have, or is this a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment? And Professor, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good to be here.
Well, ever since 9/11, you and I have talked about a host of different policies that have potentially threatened civil liberties, and now it's a new administration, and the issue is back once again. Is this a violation of civil liberties, or does the government have a solid case here?
Well, I think it's a very complicated situation, Greg. On the one hand, the government certainly has a need to know about criminal activities and needs to be able to use 21st century technology in tracking criminal activities and hopefully preventing them before they even occur, but certainly investigating them afterwards. On the other hand, the practice that is at issue in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia that was argued today had to do with retrospective records and basically the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives seeking those records and getting them without any kind of a search warrant from a federal magistrate or judge. And it seems to me that while the government has a compelling need for this information, it can make that case in its application for a warrant in front of a court so that at least there's some judicial oversight over the process of who's being surveyed and for what particular reasons. I don't think that's an undue burden on the government. They can prepare those very rapidly, and typically if the evidence reaches probable cause, which is not a high barrier, the court will in fact issue the warrant. And then it's being done legally, and I think that that's the better practice.
What's the government's position here?
The government's position is that these are records that are owned by the cell phone companies themselves and have their property, and therefore they can be turned over to the government authorities without any kind of a warrant process intervening between the request for the search and the mining of the data. There's also a couple of twists here, Greg. The data that the BATF was looking for was retrospective. That is a record of cell phone location sightings. It's the location of the cell phone operation based on tower triangulation that is the real issue here. And they were looking in for the past, but there's even more dangerous, in my view, without a warrant supervising it, is prospective dating, where they can track you minute by minute as you're making calls. And that, in turn, can lead into very private data concerning financial status, marital counseling, even extramarital affairs. So there's interlinking databases that the cell phone location can lead into. And I think it extends and overreaches the scope of privacy that people have a right to expect. But the government's position, quite simply, is this is a needed tool in law enforcement. And it does, the day information about where the cell phone is, the location of the cell phone, is not something in which a individual citizen has a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Professor, you mentioned a couple of areas that could quickly become a slippery slope. Do you suspect that if the court sides with the government, that eventually it'll be back hearing arguments over financial records and the other things you mentioned?
I think it will, Greg. That's why I said it's a complicated situation. I think that this is going to be an incremental step by step. Now, of course, if the court rules in favor of the civil liberties groups that are challenging this, the government and the wireless carriers are challenging the ruling by the federal magistrate in Philadelphia, which denied the Justice Department attempt to obtain that stored location data without a search warrant. The people representing the wireless carriers have indicated that if the case goes against them today, they will appeal. And I think, interestingly, this will eventually end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a conservative activist court, which in a 5-4 split, I could see easily siding with the government and opening all of us up to unwarranted invasions of our privacy.
Professor, obviously the founding fathers weren't thinking about cell phones and other 21st century technologies when they wrote the Fourth Amendment. Over the years, in terms of looking at precedent, have the courts generally sided with the rights of the people or with the policies of the government when it comes to this sort of thing?
Generally, Greg, the policies of the government. For example, there's no reasonable expectation of privacy in the contents of your cell phone conversation because essentially you're speaking into an open radio wire such as the conversation we're having right now. But the location of the phones as used for widespread police surveillance has not really been a matter of clear adjudication, and that's why this is a matter that's coming up to the courts now to clear up ambiguous rules from the government over the past 20 or 30 years. So, but generally speaking, they've supported the government's position. The question is, are they willing to go even further and allow the government unfettered, unwarranted access to the location records?
Well, Professor, as you mentioned, this could very well be a case we see at the appellate level and beyond, maybe even the Supreme Court. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Professor Robert Pugsley teaches at the Southwestern Law School in Los Angeles. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.